It's not unusual for new restaurants openings to attract a lot of interest. Larry Carius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook. He says that remains true not just for chains, but for locally owned restaurants as well.
The three that recently opened are doing outstanding. Ann and Ken Clem, who are local people, they've wanted to open a restaurant for years. They finally decided to do it. They run the Kansas City Barbecue Society tour for several summers, and they took over the PT's Barbecue place on North Clinton Avenue. They are doing outstanding, and it's fairly close to my house, and I probably stop by just a little bit too frequently. Tony's Tacos in downtown Bloomington opened in the former 11 restaurant, which is right aside of Jazz Up Front on West Front Street. Jesus and Nora and Jerry are just doing a fabulous business. And, of course, Charlie, you will remember that this will be their second Tony's Tacos. They opened up one 3 or 4 years ago in the corner of Willow and Main in Normal, which is doing well. And a third one that opened, that for the most part is locally owned, is Hacienda Leon in the former Migs Buffet on North Hershey in Bloomington, and this place is going gangbusters. So we have three locally owned places that open, and all three of them are doing very well.
There is one that is soon to open or is under construction right now. Now, normally a Domino's Pizza would not be of great moment or interest for us, but what is a Domino's Pizza Theater store?
I want to try to say this nicely, but their theater store is apparently they've added several tables in a place, and the theater is you can watch the pizza being made. Well, when you have a pickup at Tobin's Pizza, you can see the pizza. You can see a real kitchen that's in action making pizza. And I kind of have I'm not sure how this is going to go. I'm going to be interested to see.
The location is good.
Excellent, excellent location. It's right out in front of Myers on East College, but I just personally never thought of watching pizza being made as being called a theater store.
How are the plans to open the Grand Cafe Express progressing?
They're moving along very well. In fact, I just talked with the owner, Jimmy Mapugai. They will be opening in September, but in the restaurant business, things don't always go quite as planned.
And that's on West Market Street.
In the former Yunqing Express location.
There's a new concept coming to town that should be opening soon. Jack Cafe, tell us about that.
I was very surprised at this. This is going into the former dry cleaner laundromat location across Landmark Plaza from Kroger. The owner of the building, who is also going to do the restaurant, told me the laundromat will stay there, but he's putting a restaurant in the dry cleaning part of it. They've actually gutted that space, but they haven't started on the restaurant. He's bringing in what he calls a New York concept. It's only going to seat 60 or 65 people. It's going to be a nice restaurant, quote unquote. He said entrees are probably going to go around $20 each. But what the unusual part of it is, when you come in and sit down and wait for your server and they ask you for drinks, this nice restaurant is not going to have an alcohol license. So at the time when you, in my case, I would order a glass of wine, or a lot of people's case, order a cocktail or a beer, they will show you that there, I guess, is going to be a beautiful juice bar along the one wall, all freshly, squeezed juices, all fresh juices. So rather than have a beer or a glass of wine or a cocktail, you will be offered a freshly squeezed juice glass. He's bringing in a chef who has worked in five-star restaurants in Florida and in New York City. And he also told me that he has a friend in New York City who is a restaurant designer. He showed me several photos of existing restaurants out in New York City. The walls and the ceilings, they were just very eclectic, very different. if the local restaurant is the same as the photos he showed me, this is going to be something different for Bloomington Normal. But the most different part of it is they will not have an alcohol license. And quite frankly, when I go out to eat at a nice restaurant, I like to have a glass of wine.
Does a nice restaurant go well with a laundromat next door and a Kroger across the street?
We're going to find out. I'm just not sure.
If you've had your juice and your lovely dinner, you might want a dessert, and there's a new place that you'll be able to get that.
Dollface Desserts is coming to the former Ryan Pharmacy location on East Oakland Avenue in Bloomington. And not only is she going to have desserts, it's also going to be a bakery. She's going to offer the donut rolls, all the different bakery items in the morning, and that she is going to have seating for the coffee. Mary Hudson, who is the owner, she's a younger person, of course. Everybody's a younger person to me these days, who just has a super interest in baking, and she learned a lot of it from her grandmother. And she says, in her words, she's going to be offering some different items, some different flavors that you really can't find in the Bloomington Normal. So, again, this is reasonably close to my house, and we may live a little too close to it.
State Farm insurance workers have had their eye on a new thing that has been coming for some time. How close are they to having their hopes fulfilled?
McAllister's Deli. They opened on Labor Day. They're located near Corporate South on South Veterans Parkway, right near the Taco Bell CVS Pharmacy, CEFQ, right in that area.
Normally, we like to pay attention to more locally owned restaurants, but you mentioned Taco Bell, and there is an interesting data point for at least one Taco Bell in the Twin Cities. Tell us about that.
The Taco Bell on East College Avenue is the highest volume, highest sales Taco Bell south of I-80. This is a title that has held for several years. There are some interesting things I've found about it. 60-65% of their sales are by drive-thru.
Is that unusual for Taco Bell's?
In the local Taco Bell's that Bud Jenkins, who's the franchisee and president of 15 Central Illinois Taco Bell, said that they have higher percentage, all their Taco Bell's, that they have a higher percentage of sales is the drive-thru. But not only this is the highest volume, this has the highest percentage of a drive-through.
What is it about that space, then, that is succeeding so well?
I think it's probably the location more than anything.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Larry Karius, who writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook, currently with more than 20,000 followers. Any anniversaries that we should pay attention to?
Yes, and I would like to mention the downtown Bloomington anniversaries. Anybody who's listened to me over the years, I'm a huge fan of downtown Bloomington. And Michael's just celebrated 18 years, Michael's Restaurant. When I was talking to the owner, Ron Derseski, that I asked him, I said, Ron, 18 years is a long time in downtown Bloomington. What's the biggest change you've seen in your 18 years? And he had a ready answer. It was just a factual actor. And he said that the biggest change he's seen is that when he started 18 years ago, there were a lot of people employed in downtown Bloomington. Of course, at that time, the big State Farm building was full, and you know there were, well, you've been around
there was
too, Charlie.
There was substantial lunch trade. Yeah,
they just had a lot of employees, and that's changed. That's one of the big things that has changed. And he said, as far as his restaurant, he's had to change some of his ideas, some of his operations to keep up with the changing downtown.
What has he done to adapt?
He has changed various things over the years. He started out buffets, got away from a little bit, came back, and got away of it. He has the longest Sunday brunch buffet that's being offered in Bloomington Normal. And to use Ron's words, his is the only American buffet, using the finger quotes. He started that Sunday buffet when he opened the restaurant 18 years ago. He does a good business. He draws a lot of people in on Sunday, and actually they have become well known for their Sunday buffet.
Bloomington Normal is a small enough town that there are a few chefs that attract a following. They usually tend to be upscale restaurants, but not always. Is there one that has attracted a little bit of interest by moving from somewhere to another place?
Well, the fans who have been following me over the years, they will remember that the sushi franchise, or the sushi station at Fresh Market, it was one time one of the highest volume or highest sales per lineal foot throughout the Fresh Market chain. And then there's another chain out in California.
And Fresh Market now is closed, so where has that chef gone?
Well, he is now at Fresh Time. Chef Thomas, I think he was out at Fresh Market 5 to 7, 8 years. I ate his sushi. I was enjoyed Fresh Tom, Chef Thomas. Really, I didn't talk to him before the store closed. And then about 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the store closed, here's Chef Thomas at Fresh Time. When I wrote about that, I did not know how popular that post was going to be. I was amazed, absolutely amazed, how popular the post was, how many times it was shared. I did not know how big of a fan following that sushi chef Thomas has.
Larry Karius writes about the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene on Facebook and what people are paying attention to. More than 20,000 people actually check in on the Bloomington Normal restaurant scene from time to time. GLT continues its food-themed Sound Ideas episode in just a moment. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.